Thank you. Good morning, church. It's recording now, so I can say things and preach and speak and talk about God. I mean, I could do it before, but now people are going to hear my words on the internet. Hi, everyone.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's just some quick life updates. I messed up my back for a bit, you know, but we prayed, so I'm believing in God that those pains are going to go away.
Yes.
Amen. Second update, last weekend, I had the opportunity to go to Myrtle Beach with some friends in South Carolina. It was super fun. We were blessed enough to be at a house by the water, and we played some golf. We went and spoke to some people about God. We had Bible studies, and it was a fun time. It was a great time, and I'm sharing that because during that time, I learned a lot about the people that I hang around with. And this will lead into my message. I learned a lot about the people that I hang around with. In just that, from where I was before I was saved to where I am now, it's night and day. Where I was a place where if I were to do that, I would not be holy. I would not be drinking. I would have been drinking. I would have been just acting a fool and disgracing my mom and dad and the son that they raised. But now, it's a testament of God and what prayer can do. Through my mom's prayers, I was able to connect with the right people and go on this trip and not only have fun, but make intentional time for the Lord with everyone. Find time to pray, find time to study the word, and most importantly, find time to be a light to people wherever we went. And I think that's the biggest thing that I want to share about with you guys today is that prayer. Prayer is extremely important. We are called to pray. And sometimes we will see prayer and our prayers be answered immediately, but sometimes those are seeds that the Lord allows us to plant, and we see the fruit of them years later. For example, my mother, praying for me for years, and then years later, her son getting saved. And now the Lord has blessed me and given me the opportunity to lead other people to the Lord. My mom's prayers had a domino effect to be able to reach, at this moment, hundreds that I know. I'm not saying I'm speaking to hundreds. I'm saying the people that I reach have reached others and have reached others. And that's the effect that the gospel has and that prayer has. We are called to pray. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18, I'm going to say this one more time. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. It says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God calls us to pray. As believers, prayer isn't optional. Prayer is what God has intended for all of us to do. It is our connection to the Almighty God. It is how we as Christians relieve stress, how we as Christians can connect, how we as Christians can rejoice, how we as Christians can feel peace. I have never met a stressed out Christian who has an incredible prayer life. I have met many a Christian who don't have a prayer life and are always stressed. And for the longest time, that was the fruit that I was running in. I was going down this path where I was constantly stressed and trying to read and reading my word, but it was an empty read. Have you ever had that moment when you're driving a car? And I know I had, and it's extremely terrifying. When you're driving and then you zone out, and then like it feels like 10 minutes late, 10 minutes pass, and you look around like, how did I get here? It's like you're just on autopilot. And that's where I was with my word. I was on autopilot. I was reading it, but there was no comprehension. There was no understanding, and there was no relationship. And then as I kept going, the reason why I figured that was happening was because my prayer life was in the toilet. I thought I was doing everything correctly except for prayer. I would say, hey, guy, how are you? And that was it. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the thing that makes everything work. We are to pray without ceasing. Without prayer, reading the word, reading the Bible, and please don't misunderstand when I say this, is just reading a book. The word comes to life when there is a connection to the Father. The word jumps out when there's a connection to the Holy Spirit. Because I can give the Bible, I can give our Bible to a Muslim, and they will read it, and what they will do is they will start trying to poke holes. But when there's a connection to the gospel, when there's a connection to the Holy Spirit, when there's a connection to the Almighty God, then that word comes to life. And that's what was missing. God calls us to have confidence in our prayer. In Hebrews 4:16 it says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of needs. As Christians, we need, like I said earlier, we need to find our peace, we need to find our relief, we need to find our comfort in the Father. And the only way is through prayer. And once we have that comfort, we walk with confidence. And when we walk with confidence, we walk with victory. God has called us to go out into the world and make disciples. Amen? Amen. Can we do that defeated? No. We cannot do that while we're walking defeated. We do that while we're walking in victory. Prayer gives you confidence. Prayer gives you the capability to be able to walk up to some random stranger and be able to tell them Jesus loves them. Because you spend 10, 15 minutes in the moment of prayer in your own personal life where the Lord was pouring into you and telling you that He loves you, so then that love reflects to the person that you're trying to connect with. And if we're walking in confidence, something goes hand in hand with that. What is that? We are walking in power. When we are walking in confidence, we are walking with power. We are walking with victory, and we are walking with power. In James 5, verse 16 through 18, I'm throwing out all these scriptures. I've never done this before to you guys, but I got you this time. In James 5, 16 through 18, it says, the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently. That's the right word. Close enough. But when we walk with power, when we're in this moment, in this intimacy with the Lord, we walk with power. And whatever the Lord has put in our hearts, He will do so. Do you know how many times I've wished, I've had the confidence in the amount of just Holy Spirit boldness to walk up to a person who I see in handicap and just wish I could pray for them and just have God fix it at that moment. And I'm not saying I lack faith, but what I am saying is I feel like my prayer life could use a little bit more help when I don't go up to that person. And I think that's a challenge we all need to take in that aspect, is that prayer is so important that I want to be able to walk up to someone random and just pray for healing and see it happen. And if I don't feel confident enough right now, that means my prayer life is not where I need it to be. I want to be so bold to the point where people think this person's dumb. I want the world to think that I am dumb because I have so much faith in my God. And I think, isn't that the greatest thing in the world, is to be considered a fool for him? Yes. I'd rather be looked as a fool by man than be looked as disobedient by my Father. Mm-hmm. I want to have the confidence to scare people. I want to have the prayer life to scare individuals, because some random guy just came up and started praying for them, and then God moved in their life. I want people to be afraid. Don't take this the wrong way. I want people to be afraid of what I'm going to do next, because the world doesn't understand what I'm going to do. But as when I'm done, people will understand that I was on assignment. That's who we need to be as Christians. Every single one of you. Every single one of you. And I feel like talking about prayer feels like I'm talking to extremely seasoned people who know a lot about prayer, because I know for a fact all of you have extremely good prayer lives. And I know for a fact that I can learn so much from every single one of you. And I know all of you have experiences that you can tell over and over and over and over again. So it feels like I'm preaching to the choir, literally. That's extremely encouraging. But this is what the Lord has been putting in my heart recently. And as I was laying in my bed after the trip in Myrtle, and I messed up my bag because, you know, slip disc and all that stuff. I was just laying there praying and asking God about this Sunday, and just like, God, what do you want? What do you want me to speak about? And for the longest time, I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about fasting. And then I was like, no. And then the Lord was like, no. And then I was like, okay, God, how about I Google something? When in doubt, ask Google. And then I Google something, and you just help me out. And I was like, okay, it's not fasting, so let's talk about worship. And God was like, no. And it was like, okay, have you ever had this conversation with the Lord where you go back and forth and he's hinting at something and then you're like not piecing it together? And then as I was sitting down and just talking to God, I was like, it felt like he was like, you're saying two things that are connected by one, fasting and worship. What are those two things connect? And it's like, oh, prayer. So God was like, talk about prayer. And then I spoke, and as I was talking to God, he's like, talk about prayer. I was like, God, everyone there is incredible at prayer. What do I have to add to this? And he was just like, nothing. You just do it. Do it with the people. I'm like, okay, just do it. Do it with the people that know how to get to my throne. And I feel like as a church, that's where we're at. And I'm saying all these things because I want to prime us for what we're going to do next. So one of the things that, I'm not ending, but I'm just moving on to this next thing, is like one of the things that I want to share with you is that prayer is something that I'm sure you guys know is persistent. We need to be persistent with our prayer life. We need to be just pushing ourselves constantly in our prayer lives. One of the imageries, and it wasn't a pretty imagery that the Lord showed me about this, was he showed me a pit bull. Right? But a pit bull, when he clamps down, he does not let go. It does not let go. And that's where our prayer life needs to be. When the Lord gives us something to pray about, we don't let go. We hold on to that thing. We hold on to it until it happens. So I'm glad and I'm so blessed that I'm at a church that we make time and room for prayer and praise reports, because most churches don't. But we don't fly past the amazing things that the Lord is doing for us, will do for us. I want to encourage you today to guide someone in their prayer life, because you're making a difference even now. And I think the biggest thing that impacted me in that end was when Carrie and I, when I was saying bye to go to Myrtle, Levi and Joel came up to me, and Carrie as well, and they just gathered around me and they started praying for me. They both prayed. And then the funniest thing, then the dog came. And our dog Harvey came. So like Joel was here, Levi was here, Carrie was here. And then the dog just came to the front and just sat there. And he prayed. But I think the coolest thing is that without Carrie and I realizing, we're creating an atmosphere where prayer is so normal and so natural that the dog is a part of it. Nice. And I want that for us as a church. I want that for us as a family. And when I say family, I mean our family. And I'm not talking about just the people here. I'm talking about the people that we extend to. Prayer needs to be so natural wherever we go that it's expected wherever you go. This is going to take some vulnerability, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. The last time you prayed, the last time you connected with God in public to someone that you don't know, when was it? Yeah. That's a difficult thing to do, because how do you go to someone you don't know and say, hey, can I pray for you? But for me, it was probably a week ago. And I wish it was yesterday. So I want to challenge you with that aspect of ministry. Because all of you are prayer warriors. All of you have an excellent prayer life. All of you have a connection with God. All of you walk in victory. All of you walk in confidence. All of you are persistent. All of you have peace. And all of you know who God is. All of you know how to get to the throne of God. So I want to challenge you is to guide someone to that aspect of their life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So what I'm going to challenge you to now is this. I want to give the next 5 minutes for us to pray as a church. I want us to find something to pray about and hold on to it. Like write it down somewhere. I know most of you have notes, but write it down somewhere and see where the Lord is taking you. See who the Lord wants you to pray for and see what miracle the Lord wants you to just hold on to. Because I can tell you this, the moment I gave my life to the Lord was one of the happiest days of my mother's life. Mm-hmm. Because after years of prayer, it got answered. So I want to make sure that you write something down and you hold on to it. It may not be as big as, you know, someone getting saved or like my mother's was, but it may be something small like transmission arriving in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Or a new job. Or, you know, whatever it may be. There you go. Social Security disability. In Jesus' name, we claim it. Mm-hmm. Mm. God, expedite the process.
7 years.
God, next week. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
It could be something like that, but write it down. Circle it somewhere. And to watch, and don't let go. Be like a pit bull. Do not let go of it until it comes to you from the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to pause this recording. Boop. Yeah, please. And we're going to pray for 5 minutes. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you in this time that we're about to go into of just prayer. And God, as we go deep into this moment, I pray that you highlight the one thing that you want us to hold on to. That you highlight the person or the miracle that you want us to hold on to. I also pray, God, that as we who are deeper in our faith, I pray that we be the ones to be able to lead someone into your throne. To bring someone into peace. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Whatever it is you are praying for, and I like doing these things towards the end of my messages always, because I feel like it seals in whatever I speak on. It like makes it lock into your heart. And I was telling Jordan, I was like, it's hilarious in the sense of like, my messages are always like 20 minutes, 21 minutes on the dot, because I'm very curated to like youth and young adults. Their attention span is shot. But I'm very thankful for every single one of you, and I want you to hold on to the thing that you were praying for and just don't let go of it. Don't let go of that thing. And truly, truly watch the Lord work His miracle. Because God is going to move. God will move. God has moved before. He will move now. And He will move in the future. Amen? Amen. So let me pray out. Heavenly Father, I thank You in the name of Jesus for Your goodness, Your mercy. God, I thank You for the ability to connect with You, for the blessing that is Your Holy Spirit that is here to advocate for us, that is here to bring us closer to You. And I pray that we as Christians understand and recognize the responsibility that we have and the blessing that we have through our prayer lives. Now we know that through our prayers, we connect to You. That we know through our prayers, we have relationship with You. And I pray that we walk with confidence, boldness, and victory because of our prayer life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Have a blessed week. Be a light. Be an encourager. And love like God loves you. Amen. Amen. Amen.